You're listening to Speaking Of by WFSU Public Media. The Florida Department of Transportation recently ordered the removal of all painted crosswalks throughout Florida. This included several intersections in Tallahassee. Many were left upset by the swift decision, as most of the decorated crosswalks were eliminated with little to no warning. Gina Jordan heard from several Tallahassee residents and is sitting down with the executive director of the Knight Creative Communities Institute, Betsy Couch, to learn more.
No more artistic crosswalks, not in Tallahassee or anywhere else in Florida. Last spring, the Calhoun Street crosswalks at College Avenue and Jefferson Street were brightly painted as part of a Knight Creative Communities Institute project to bring more color to the city. Institute Executive Director Betsy Couch told us the move was also a safety measure.
We have trackable data that shows how past crosswalks have reduced speeds, how they make people stop before the crosswalk, and they even have caused a reduction in people running red lights or running stop signs.
The project included the painting of crosswalks at several elementary schools to help calm traffic. But the Florida Department of Transportation sent out a removal notice to municipalities in July regarding painted crosswalks and street murals. It's said to get rid of any permanent street art with political, social, or ideological messaging in 60 days or risk losing government funding. Soon, that rule applied to all street art, with the state saying it was to ensure the safety of the traveling public. Speaking in August, Governor Ron DeSantis backed the removals.
We're not doing the commandeering of the roads to put up messaging.
DeSantis said all street art will not be tolerated due to a new state law.
Any issue under the sun, Blue Lives Matter, this, they're doing it uniformly throughout the state. I think the street art got out of hand. I think it's much better that we use crosswalks and streets for their intended purpose.
DeSantis said a law he signed in June is meant to prohibit non-standard and aesthetic treatments on public roadways, intersections, crosswalks, and sidewalks, and he said municipalities must comply.
And I understand there may be people that disagree with it. I mean, you know, there's laws that are on the books that I enforce that I may not fully agree with, but I took an oath to do it, and so that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Tallahassee resident Mackenzie Cerniglia told us she agrees with the decision.
You know, crosswalks are supposed to be standard, and I know if I'm driving and I see a bunch of colors on the road, I might get distracted or it could be unsafe.
The Department of Transportation compiled a list of over 400 street art locations around the state that were targeted for removal. Clay Calvert with the American Enterprise Institute is a First Amendment expert, and he says the murals are not protected.
And the government speech doctrine means essentially that the government gets to speak for itself. I would say, this is important, I think as you noted, that if the government, if the state of Florida is going to do this, it should do it neutrally and even-handedly.
The government cited safety concerns and confusing road markers as being among the reasons for removal, while supporters of the artwork at crossings have argued it increases visibility. At colorful installations like these, a 2022 national study on asphalt art safety by Bloomberg Philanthropies found a 50% drop in crashes involving pedestrians or cyclists and an increase of over 25% in drivers yielding to pedestrians. But Tallahassee resident Bruce Hall told us he wasn't a fan anyway.
I think it's dangerous to stray from the fact that crosswalks were there for safety in the first place. I think painting them sounds fun, but at the end of the day, they're there for safety, and anything that could be distracting that from pedestrians and drivers is potentially dangerous.
Just because the crosswalk art has been removed, the Knight Creative Communities Institute says it doesn't mean there aren't many other options. The group known as KCCI is on a mission to enhance placemaking in Tallahassee through citizen-driven projects. The latest is a giant mural at the entrance to Argonaut Coffee on the north edge of Cascades Park. It's entitled Good Things Grow Here, and it portrays many of the plants found in the area around the park. Leon High School art teacher Andy Steinbrink was in charge of the work.
It really was a group project. I got to work with people over at the architecture firm. Grace Shepherd helped out with the designs, and I got to get some students involved with filling in some of the spots that I drew out. So It was really fun getting to meet people in the community. First project I've done for Betsy and for the KCCI, so really, really good community building event. I was able to just bike over here each day. I live in the neighborhood real close, and you know, my kids hang out here a lot, and so you know, it's just a good environment, good place to raise your family, good community.
One of the students who helped with that mural is Addison Kautz.
I helped mostly with the flowers and the lettering that went with the flowers. So I would outline and re-go over everything that was painted and just like completely start fresh with all the flowers that we did. These flowers were specifically chosen because they are native around Cascades and you can still see them around here today. And they're like, there's just a large variety you can see all around Tallahassee. This was my first project that I've done since Andy Steinbrink is my teacher at Leon. And so he asked, hey, does anyone want to help out with a mural? And I went, I'll happily help out. It took weeks of just taking it day by day, chunk by chunk, different lettering, sketching it out, painting it different times and everything.
Given the beautification work and more being done by KCCI for Tallahassee, I chatted with Institute Executive Director Betsy Kautz.
Research shows that communities that have strong sense of place and also where their citizens feel attracted to their and attached to their community, those communities fare better economically. They also have greater rates of talent retention and talent attraction. And they also have a stronger economic vibrancy. So that's higher quality parks, schools, cultural offerings. It's a lot of benefits when you have communities with strong placemaking.
What's not to love?
Exactly, right? When you have engaged citizens and you have communities with strong placemaking, it's a win-win for everyone. Research even also shows that when you have a strong attachment to place, that shows you have higher voter turnouts. And we see that even in communities like Leon County.
Excellent. KCCI was behind an effort to create these colorful crosswalks that was derailed. Take us back to the reason for that project to begin with and what you hope to accomplish.
Each year, our KCCI projects are different. And the year we did the crosswalks near schools and in neighborhoods that were artistic, that was with the goal to improve safety. And it worked. The artistic crosswalks, they slowed down traffic, they improved traffic compliance, and the neighbors and the kids loved them.
Yeah, they did.
The reason we started our artistic crosswalk initiative is we were looking at ways to improve safety for the drivers, but also safety for pedestrians and people cycling or looking at different ways to get to school. And one thing we found is there was international and domestic data that showed that artistic crosswalks improve safety. And then once we did pre and post data with traffic engineers, our data showed the same thing, that those artistic crosswalks not only enhanced place, but they improved safety by slowing down drivers and improving traffic compliance.
Yes. As far as the artwork that was, like, we had some crosswalks at schools, for example. I know some students helped participate. Can you talk about who did that artwork?
Yes. So with all of our KCCI projects, we focus on showcasing local talent, and we want citizens to be involved. So even though in places where we use an federal approved material, which is called ColorSafe, it's actually a plastic melted into the pavement, we wanted to come up with a way to engage the community so that everyone could be involved. Through the artistic crosswalks, we were able to involve children and seniors from everything from design conceptualization through actual implementation. We were able to work with local artists to kind of take the ideas that people had for those artistic crosswalks and then help bring them forward in a design that also met all the federal and state guidelines at that time for traffic compliance. Because the reality is, what we did with our artistic crosswalks, those were pavement markings. But who gets excited about pavement markings? not many people. But when you call it an artistic crosswalk and you engage everybody, all of a sudden people are excited about pedestrian safety tips. They're excited about the new safety improvement going into their area, and they're really passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know, over on Dempsey Mayor Road, we were able to help slow down traffic by advocating for ultimately what is there, which is a speed bump, which also had an artistic crosswalk on top. But again, it's how you engage the community and get them excited. We called them elevated crosswalks, and everybody loved them. No one complained, and they did the purpose of improving safety.
And that crosswalk, is that near a school and near Westminster?
Yes, the artistic crosswalks we did on Dempsey Mayor Road were near a school and also Westminster Oaks, which is one of our largest active living and senior living communities in Leon County.
At the time, you were following all the state laws regarding this sort of thing. Can you tell me what kind of requirements were in place at that time?
There is a huge federal and state traffic compliance rules, and so we were able to work with traffic engineers at our city and county government to make sure that what we were recommending for an artistic crosswalk met all of those local guidelines while still being artistic and also achieving our goal of improving safety.
Yeah.
What I love about Tallahassee and Leon County is our ability to listen to citizens and also current regulations and pivot. And that's what we've seen in our community right now, where immediately when the crosswalks got removed, everybody then looked to say, well, what can we do to add artistic interventions near the schools? We know we can't go back on the roadways. That's not going to change. But what can we do to go add artistic elements back near where those crosswalks were placed? That's what our 2026 KCCI Community Catalyst team is also going to work on. And right now, for the next few weeks, people can apply to be considered to be a 2026 KCCI Community Catalyst. So they can go on our website, and there's a simple form where you nominate yourself. And then we will announce the selected leadership team by the end of the year. And then they will jump right in and start working on what could be done to enhance place and also kind of add art back in those neighborhoods where the artistic crosswalks were removed.
Great. So a law was passed a few months ago, and the state decided no more colorful crosswalks or street art, anything like that. They said that, you know, drivers are being distracted by these things. But as you mentioned, we have studies that say the opposite. How did you feel? Like this was actually a community catalyst started the crosswalk program with you guys, right? Like this was a catalyst idea. How did you feel when you heard about that?
I mean, of course you're disappointed, but we always look for other ways to do good. And that's where I've been really impressed with Leon County and our residents and how everybody pays attention to what's happening, but then also wants to immediately pivot and try to invest our private resources in the best way possible to enhance our neighborhoods and really have a strong community.
We've talked about this placemaking program that you guys are working on, and we know about this new mural that is up at Cascades. Can you just talk a little bit about that program and your hopes for it?
KCCI is a local nonprofit that was founded in 2007, and since then we are privately funded. And what we do is we bring together a diverse group of leaders each year called Community Catalyst, who tackle a change and come up with opportunities. And then from that, they go out and they fundraise with additional private or public dollars. But in the case of the artistic crosswalks, those were privately funded. But what KCCI teams do is they go out and they try to make opportunities out of any situation. And that's where I'm most proud, because you can see KCCI projects when you drive down Gaines Street, in Cascades Park, in the award-winning Discovery Play area, or if you attend a concert at the amphitheater. We also did the iconic TLH letters. We've done the Midtown Action Plan. We worked on the Frenchtown Farmers Market. The list of KCCI projects and their influence is a very long one. And they're always so impactful because they were citizen driven. They, and many times, were privately funded. And then we worked with public partners to make sure they had long-term sustainability and longevity.
So you're accepting applications now.
So until November 6th, we are accepting applications from people who want to be change agents, who want to work with a diverse group of people, and in a one-year time frame, get a lot done. So they can go to kccitallahassee.com to submit their application to be considered as a 2026 KCCI Community Catalyst.
And what kind of experience do they need to have? What are you looking for in these applications?
We look for all backgrounds and all experiences. That's one thing we pride ourselves on, is building a very diverse group of that Catalyst team. So all ages, all backgrounds are welcome. But what we do want everyone to have in common is love of community and the willingness to dedicate about 2 to 5 hours each week to bring the project ideas to fruition.
So anyone who's chosen would be literally putting in 2 to 5 hours of volunteer work for the next year?
Yes.
Great. Can you just mention, you reeled off a list of things that we can see when we're driving around town. Can you give us a few specifics about projects that were KCCI?
Of course. So each year we look at different trends and what's happening, and then that's where we select the project that we think would have the best opportunity for success for the next year. So some of those past projects are the TLH letters. That year, the opportunity for the team was, what could they create that would be iconic and encourage people to post their positive stories about Tallahassee on social media? That's where the idea of the TLH letters was born. Another time, we saw things needing to happen with the Market District. So we worked together, and thanks to a grant, we came up with the Market District Roadmap to Success, which revitalized that area, and now the Market District Board is implementing a lot of those suggestions that were in that placemaking plan. Another example of a project was the Frenchtown Farmers Market. That year, there was a food desert in the Frenchtown neighborhood. We were able to work with neighbors and create the Frenchtown Farmers Market. It also became the first market in the state to accept SNAP and EBT cards. And that was important because we saw people coming in from out of the neighborhood to shop at the market, but we wanted to add an incentive so that more people right in the neighborhood could shop at that market as well. Another recent project was when we wanted to merge art and nature. And so that year's team, upon hearing about some of our low literacy rates in Tallahassee, they created the Fully Booked project. And now near 3 libraries, you can participate and walk the Wander and Wonder trails near those libraries, where a book is printed out and it changes periodically. And then also they added elements like the artistic book benches that we designed with Master Craftsman Studio that kind of just connected those parks with their nearby libraries.
Very nice.
Every year the projects are different. When Cascades Park, which is our crown jewel, was getting envisioned, our team came in and researched the community to say, what other features would you like in the park? And from that, that's when we realized creative play areas and also places to listen to music. So our team that year fundraised to create the Discovery Play Area, which is a one-of-a-kind, more natural-style playground, which is important to have those types of play spaces because it's good for cognitive development for children and adults who want to play in those areas.
That's really cool. Cascades in general is just, is a treasure, really. It's very nice.
It is, and I'm glad we were able to add some children play elements into that park and then also advocate for the amphitheater, which is an amazing resource and doing exactly what we knew it would do. It's not only providing a play element, but it's an economic development driver for that whole area of Tallahassee.
Yeah, for sure. So KCCI's purpose really is about boosting. You're giving a boost to any number of businesses or recreational areas in the city. It's about just making a better community, it sounds like.
KCCI is really about making Tallahassee be the best version of itself. We don't want to necessarily change Tallahassee, but we want to take our assets and help elevate them to be the very best version of themselves. KCCI is also really about engaging citizens and letting them be a part of constructive conversations and action. And when you do that, people become even more proud in their community, and we also see Tallahassee elevate to become the best version of itself.
Yeah, it's nice that everybody can have a little piece of that, that they can do their part to make a difference.
Yes, and I love, like, at the end of working with each Catalyst group, you know, what we all have in common is our love of community and love of our town. You never really know what someone's political affiliation is or where they go to church or what they do, but it's because that doesn't matter. What matters is that we all really have passion to get things done, to listen to those around us, and to be willing to adapt. And then that is why you see our KCCI projects ultimately be so successful, because we've created ideas or things that really would appeal to a broad range of citizens or visitors.
So those folks who think they have a brilliant idea and they just don't know what to do with it, they need to reach out to you and consider this Catalyst program. Give us that website.
You can go to kccitallahassee.com and apply to be a 2026 Community Catalyst. Also, each year, I do look at what the next year's potential project opportunity might be. And so I'm always open to other ideas people have. So share those with me as well, because you never know, even if it's something we can't do this year, it might be something we can try to pull off in a future year.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Betsy, for your time. I appreciate it, and best wishes on this next Catalyst program, and we'll keep our eyes peeled for new artwork.
Great. Yeah, and I think what's going to be exciting, when you're enhancing place, it can look a lot of different ways. You know, even driving through some of these neighborhoods, it could be that we add gardens and then there's different types of things in those gardens. It could be actual artwork on a fence. So the possibilities really are endless, and I'm excited to see what this group of volunteers come up with.
I love it. I'm looking forward to seeing it too. Thank you, Betsy. I appreciate
it. Of course.